Ketuvach. We're holding Sifchav Beis, all about a Chicha HaGadol. Unfortunately, tonight we'll not be able to finish the Siman. It's the last year before Pesach, Mir Tashem. But I hope to cover tonight two Sifim. Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, Ta'ilam, lets me. All right, let's start. Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, both about a Chicha HaGadol. It's a Geshmak topic. Zakta Mechab, a Chayiv Adam Bekvayit Ochiv HaGadol, Bein Shu Ochiv Me'oviv, Bein Shu Ochiv Me'imoy. You have a Chiv De'Raisa, to be Mechabed, your older brother, whether he's your brother from your father or your brother from your mother. And even if the younger brother is a bigger Talmud Chacham than the older brother, still the younger brother has to be mechabed his older brother. Where is this coming from? Same Gemara of Ksubis that we discussed last week. We have a drasha of Vav. It says, Kavit es avicha v'esimecha. So we have es avicha and esimecha was to be meraba eshes av and balimoy. V'esimecha, the extra Vav, the v'esimecha, that's rabbis, it's achicha agadon. So we have a drasha that to be marba achicha agadon. Okay. If you recall last week, Rabbi Yisrael, the Ramban and the Rambam both went that the din of Baal Ima in Eishes Av is not a din be'etzem. There's no chiv covered be'etzem to a Baal Ima in Eishes Av. It's all machmas the kveid ha'aveis. A father appreciates and it's covered to him if you machabit his wife, and the mother appreciates and it's covered to her if you machabit her husband. It's all mitam the parents and memela the nafkamin. We had a bunch of nafkaminis, but lamashal if the parents die, Kulila, then there's no longer chiv to be mechabed eches av or balimoy because the parents aren't around. It's only covered for the parents. The parents aren't around. It's not a problem. What about this din of achicha hagadol? What's the pshat in achicha hagadol? So Ramban and Sefer Mitzvah, the beginning of Shei Sheni, is mesupik in this. He's mitzadeh that achicha hagadol is also a din kvoid ha'aviz. Hakol chiz al kvoid ha'aviz. Just like balimoy eches av. His lodge Lefishu Gnai Lahem She Yizbazu Toldoisam Ve Mitzdarim Bezeharbe. The parents are upset, very upset, when their children are being Nizbazer from the younger children. Uminikola Anoshim Liyasa Beneim, and everyone, the minik of everyone is to train the children to be Miyasa Beneim Linoig Kovad Bigidulayem, to train them to conduct and respect their older siblings. So from the Ramban, Bigidulayim. So the Ramban says it's also, he's mitzadid, it's also the same type of Eden, Eishes Av Balimo, it's mitzad av. Memeila, the nafkamina is that if the parents are nifta, it's over. The no more din, achicha agadol. Now, this din, that once the parents aren't alive, there's no more din, achicha agadol, is mavu in the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Kitzah Piskei Rosh, and Kedushin Lamed Aleph, Amen Aleph, and the Aguda, and Ksubis, Kuf Gimel Al Aleph, because when they quote over the Gemara in Ksubis, that the Gemara says, Hani Mili Mechayim, Avalacha Misaloi, we had last week, B'negeh to Eishazav, Rabbi gave a tzava to his kid that you should be mechabed eches aviv. The Gemara said, "What do you mean it's a deraisa?" It's like tomorrow, hani mili mechayim avalacha misaloi. That's why you need a special tzava that it's a nice thing. It's a davar hagan to be mechabed eches aviv, lacha misa of the father. They quote over the Gemara that hani mili mechayim avalacha misaloi is going back on everything on eches aviv, balimoy, and achicha agadol. So you see, it's mavua by them that this din is also, yes, it's mitzad the chayzer kveid aviz, and if the parents are not around, then there's no more din achicha agadol. Bikur Yosef tries to squiggle out of it, it's not the pashtus at all. And they argue with Bikur Yosef, it's evadis mavun the rishonim, that there is no more din kveid achicha agadol if the parents are nifta. And as Zayz mavun akir tseifa, in the end of, in Hilkas Mamrim, the end of Perek Vav, and Zayzok Chuvas Mokum Shmuel, he has Chedush Edim on Yeridea. He says it on our next Sif and Sufchav Gimel. And as Zaynam Ton Rabbi Kivega, Chelik Aleph Simin Samaches, that the whole din is only when the parents are alive. Zot Ameret, it's all Chayzer Kveir Ovis. The problem is that many Achroinim are Medaik and the Rambam forget. The Megillus Esther over there in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Shere Knesset Agdeilo, the Chuvas Marit Vayel in Yeridea and Nuntes, the Menchas Chinuch and Lamegimon, Mam Shek and Lamegimon, the Torah Tamim and Yisrael Chof, on and on and on, the Medayik and the Rambam. The Rambam only says this nafkamina, that when the parents are nifta, there's nobody in covet. He says it by Hazav and Balimoy. Yet when it comes to our Allah of Achicha Agoda, he doesn't mention it at all. It's Mavun the Rambam that he learned. So Stimus HaRambam, it's Mavu that he learned that the din of Achav HaGadol is even after Mises HaAvis. I mean, Meila has nothing to do with Avis. It's a whole new din. There's a Be'etzim a din to Mechabit your older brother, just like there's a din to Mechabit a father. And there's a din to Mechabit a mother. There's also a din to Mechabit your older brother.
Isn't it the same Hebrew, yes? Why would it be different?
So one is from S and one is from Avav. Right? So if you want to be machalik, the Shita Mekabetz and Ksubas Kav Gemun Halak tries to say something like this as well, that it's chalik. Es is always tafel. So, Eishes Av is tafel to the Av, and Bal Imoy is tafel to the mother. Zo is an extra Iboy. So, can't sign it. Yeah? Yeah. That's chalik on the Danin. That could be the Nekudas HaMachlekes. Good. So, Mamela, they learn that has nothing to do with Kvaid HaOvis. Mamela, it's Shayek, even after the parents are Nifta. And I say, Paskin, the Chesed, the La'alofim, the Aruch HaShuchen, and Sif Mem Gimel. So, come to see, you have a full middle Machlekes between the Pashas Rishainim and certainly the Gedele Achreinim. If the din of Achicha Gadol is a covet be'etzem, or is only Machmas the covet of the parents, because the parents appreciate it. Gufa covet, how you want to be Mechabed your father? Machilu, Mashkeu, and also be Mechabed your older brother. That's how you being Mechabed your father. He feels good, he feels respected that you're being Mechabed his child, your older brother.
Why is it only the oldest child?
But we didn't get to it. I said nothing about older children, I said nothing, we won't get to it soon.
Look at the Rambam, you can still say it's covet to the father. The covet to the father is even though after Moshe, I want him to respect my older brother. Isn't why.
But for some reason, by Eishes Av and Balimo, you see not like that.
But it's not my wife, should we go marry someone else?
Oh, very good. So now you're saying a different chilek. Yes, that's true. That. Rav Ashkenazi says, if you remember last week we discussed a different reason why Lachemisa there's no din covered to Hzav and Balimai. The Rishonim Mavu, the Ramban is Mavu, the reason is because it's Kakol Chesel Kveid HaAvis, and Mamela Lachemisa is no more covered. Obviously, we mutchin, there is even Lachemisa, Kiveges and Achilik, only covered Be'etzim, not Nachas Ruach. But we discussed a whole new pshat, and the other pshat is that the reason why Lachemisa is no din Hzav and Balimai is because Be'etzim Hzav Balimai goes lo ilam v'ed. Maybe it's even a covered Be'etzim. Now, Vaz is that once the parent is nifta, is Eis Hzav. She's no longer married to the father. Once the mother's niftarish, there's no longer Balimai. He's no longer married to the mother. If you say that pshat, which is not like the Rishonim, if you say that pshat, then Rav Ashkenazi brought down in Shiri Brach in the Chidon in Sifkot Yud Beis, Rav Ashkenazi says, then it's pashut why Achicha Gadol pass after the Ovis, after the Misa of the Ovis. Because Bishloim, her father's nifta, Taka is Eshazav, she can remarry someone else. Balimai, Taka is Balimai. But her brother, who cares that the parent died? He's still your brother. So he's going to be your brother no matter what. So therefore, since he's your brother, so then it would pass that the din of Achicha Gadol is even after the Misa of the parents. I said talk to Rav Ashkenazi, but like I said, the Tasha is not like how the Rishonim understood the din in Sifka Beis. I know, but the word was the svar of Rav Kivega was is that any type of covet that's nachas ruach that they appreciate doesn't pass lachemisas. No chiv the rice of kibirav lachemisas ha'av if it's to appreciate because they don't care what goes on in this world lachemisa because they're in the Baruch Hashem in a better world. They don't care what's going on here, so there's no appreciation. There's no nachas ruach for them in the next world. The only covet that passed lachemisa Rav Kivega wants to say is covet be'etzim. If you want to be menadev, say Kaddish or Hareni Kabaras Meshkove, a covet be'etzem that passes, but any nachas ruach dika covet doesn't pass lachemisa. That is Rav Kivega's chilek. There's no chilek between a brother or a parent, a shazav, balima, it doesn't make a difference. They don't care, lochbat lahem, what happens. There is no nachas ruach lachemisa. Alright, now, if you remember, Rabbi is not going to chazer all the nafkamins we had last week, Geshmaka, earth-shattering nafkaminas, but I'll just mention two of them, is that if remember last week we discussed that Hayoyis the din of Balim and Hzav is totally on Kveid Aviz, so then the parent could be Michael, the covet of her husband or his wife. Because it's nothing to do with Eches Avalima. It has to do with the Av and the Ein. And if the Av and Ein don't want you to be Mechabed, their spouse, then you don't have a Chiv to be Mechabed, their spouse. Oh, one thing. Wow, very good, very good. Very good. So then, if you want to now, if you want to apply to a chicha gadol, well, later Ramban that if it's a dinner kveid ha'avos for the same thing, the parent could be meichel the son's kavod. But Ari is correct that hayoyis to mechava paskin a chicha gadol say av say aim. So you're going to come need both parents mechila. Meshubit, I don't know to that. Now we also discussed last week that if a parent is a rasha, there's no chiv kavod later Ramban if he has to a rasha. So then if the father, the Rosh, even though his wife is a tzedekis, you don't have a chiv to mechabit his wife. Because it's nothing to do with her kavod, it's only because she's Eishes Aviv. And yes, the father's a Rosh, no kavod to the Rosh, you don't have a chiv on his spouse. So if the father's a Rosh, do you have to mechabit the older brother who's a tzaddik? We'll be totally in this machlekes again, Ramban and Rambam. That if you hold it, Ochika Godot mitam, the parent, then if the parent's a Rosh, you won't have a chiv kavod. If you hold that the chiv kavod, Ochika Godot is be'etzem, then who cares the parents of the Rosh? All those nafkah means that we discussed last week are not negeya to Achicha Gadol. Well, Mike, it's totally on this Makleik, it's Ramban and Rambam. If Achicha Gadol is also mitzvah covered of us, or it's a new din be'etzem that you have to mechabit your older brother. Oh, so that we discussed last week, the inverted case. There we were more noted that you do not have to mechabit somebody who's a Rosha. Say if it's his covered, for sure not, even if it's mitzvah covered a parent, you're not. Tari might have not given altogether a tzurus hakavod to a rasha. All right, what is a chicha hagadol? This is a $1 million kasha, and what amazes me, and I've said this before, and you see it time and time again, that for some reason the Baruch Shem Fete Velam Savakol Lasibis Aseres Hadibris, many of them got so hit Nebuch that. For Erev Tavshilin, we can have Simonim in Shulchan Aruch, you know? And we can have Sif, if there's a Mamish Luang, Mamish Prati, 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 Pratim, of Mamish Adarabonim. When it comes to Aseres Hadibis Daraisa, it's sometimes not even brought down, Kamat not brought down in any Gemara and Shas, Leisachmud. Remember, Leisachmud was, and we call it a mess, that's not the right word to use, but was very challenging because there was nothing mentioned, so every Akron basically started by himself and decided, you know, it's like this, it's like that, and we had Machlokes and Kamat Ebi Shlav. Well, unfortunately, Kibbet Av, to an extent, Baksham, there is Sugis, but this Kibbet Ach, there is no real Sugis. So, Menela, now we have a problem on our hands. This dinner, Chicha Gadol, which is Pashas Adaraisa, and the Nishanim go with the Daraisa, because they learn that from the Vav. The Rama calls it Divrei Seferim, but that just means the Rama calls everything Divrei Seferim is learned down from a Drasha. But Pasha is a Daraisa. What is a Chicha Gadol? Simple question. What is a Chicha Gadol? Now we're going to have Beisayid, a three-way Machloikis Achreinim, Gedele Achreinim. What is a Chicha Gadol? So there are Mashmois, and we'll start. The computer you learn, that a chicha gadol is just that. A chicha hagadol, the bechor. The oldest brother, the bechor. He has to be a bechor. If he's not a bechor, not if he's a bechor. And Zayis Mashman the Ramban, in Bereishis Lamed Beis Hei, he said the reason why Yaakov Avinu referred to Esav, he sent him matonis and he said, Adoni Esav, Adoni Esav, Avdecha, all these tayarim to Esav. Why did he do it? Because, ki aminik bitzoyer los es mailo v'kovet el ha-bechor. Didn't say older brother, he said the Bukhar. Ki ilu hu avid. It's as if he's a father. Kasher ramza lanu gamateiro l'rabbis achicha hagadol. Since the Torah is ma'be achicha hagadol, I mean, Yaakov Esav was before that. But the same concept, Dr. Ramban. Now, you see that Ramban is mashma that the din of a chicha gadol is a bechor, and it says mashne psikta zutrasa that's lekach toiv and shmeis chaf yud beis. His lashon is ve'es l'rabbis a chicha habechor. That was his lashon. So by says it's a bechor. In the Zohar and Kedushin that pegimun olamid aleph is also mashma that it's talking about a bechor. He talks about a bechor. The shvitzis yontiv and the shenis hatur and yaredei that kuf chaf hey olamid aleph is medayik in the Zohar. The chido is matchik the diik. But there, the Zohar is mashma that it's a bechor. There's a babenel and ron chaf aleph tezvav might be mashma like that as well. Now, if you learn bechor, Here's where it gets a little tricky. The Mechaber paskin that say a ach me av, say me ach me. So you have to say that it's not only a bechor from your father, which is the normal bechor, but also bechor from your mother. If it's your oldest child from your mother, oldest son from your mother, the bechor of your mother, then it will also be a din. Yeah, correct. You'll have to say it. It's paterechim. Correct. You'll have to say that. And Ramban is sefer mitzvahs takas mashma that is a dinner at the achicha gadol me'aim. I mean, this din is also. Where does it say achicha gadol me'aim? There's no gemara. It's a chumis harosh. The rosh has two svaras. One is that since ve'es imecha, it's coming out from the ve'es imecha, so must it means the achicha me'amecha also. You can't say it just means achicha me'amecha. Yeah. But that he wouldn't want to be sefer. Good.
So that means Yaakov's
before,
not Esav.
Yaakov's right now trying to be politically correct, right? He's trying to be Mephais Esav for stealing his Bechor, right?
He didn't steal it, he took it and he admitted it.
Okay, that's, but Esav thinks he stole it. Right. So wouldn't it be politically correct to refer to him as if he is the Bechor and do whatever is socially normal to someone who believes he's the Bechor? Okay. Especially since you're scared of your life and you're trying to demophize him, so you should at least treat him like a Bechor. L'chayra. Alright, fine. Good.
He was also a Russian.
So yeah, correct. Yeah, but again, Asaph doesn't know that he's a Russian, right? Asaph's being Maaseh Melech. You know, he's being going to Noshim, but he's being Maaseh Melech. Yeah, a little distorted. Good, fine. That's the first pshat. The second pshat is slight variation, and that is Gadol Ha'achim. He doesn't have to do Bechor. You could have like me. My oldest is a girl. My oldest sibling is a girl. So my brother is not a Bechor, but he is the oldest boy in the family. So that also works. So they pass in the Ikri Hadat and Yeredei Chavav Zayin. He tightens up loit the Chuvis Huchas Ketanus Kuchav Gimel and the Chuvis Shos Yanka Chelik Aleph Ayin Vav. That the reason why it is covered to an older brother is because the covered in the Gedulas of the Ve'imoy is Yerish Benam Hagadol Ve'unichnas B'Makom Ha'Ve'im. He's like taking over. He's like the patriarch, the matriarch, but he's the head of the family after the parents. So Mameli Tain is that passes whether it doesn't make a difference. It's irrelevant if he's the Bechor or not. As long as he's the oldest boy, he carries the most weight of the family, and Mameli there's a chiv cover to him. Oh, yep. And if he dies, then the next oldest boy gets it. Chulila. Right, correct. Right, like the Gera dynasty. If one was Nifta, the next one became the Rebbe. One with the next brother was Nifta, the next one became. Each one was the oldest brother. Right, so they all have it.
Not if it's the Bechor.
Going
to the first sheet, it
won't
work.
Right, going to the first sheet, you need to be Dafka Bechor. Now, Zot Shvaz Yankiv Mua.
Your older brother, your second brother, you're the third one.
We're going to Shita. Hold on. Now, the Chubis Shvaz Yankiv is Moisiv, that a Yes, that's the Svara, so it only passes by a boy, by a brother, not by a sister. The fact that your oldest sister, like me, is a Bechorah, that doesn't count. That's nothing, because she's not Yerish Gedulis for Kovid, Ve'Aim. So, Mamela, there's no din. It's Dafka Echicha Hagodol, the oldest brother. Except for Derech Eretz, Shaloy Ledab, Bifnei Misha Gadol Mimena. Avad, you have to have Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is not thrown out of the window. Avad, Derech Eretz, Yahab, Kibud Ach Hagodol doesn't pass by an oldest sister. All right. Now, the Beis David and Chuvishel is Yankiv and Pei Beis is like trying to figure out on Ach Me'aim, how does it pass? Is Yerush Gedulah's aim? What Gedulah does the mother have that he's being Yerush? Okay, the Mocha, fine. The Chuvis Marit Vayel and Yeridei Nuntez, he has a different problem. He says, play this out. You discuss, right? Yeah, there's an older brother, Nebuchadnezzar Nifty, reaches 120. The next brother now takes over. Then one reaches 120, the next one takes over. He says, how you talking that till now, for the last 80 years, I didn't have to be Mechaberim. Lo and behold, now I got to be Mechaberim. How's it pass that you have something that's not covered, and all of a sudden you have something that, now he's here, we've covered. How does it pass? So Lechari by Bali Majors, obviously the same thing. Till they got married, there's no cover. Once they got married, there's a cover. Well, it's not the father he came. He now is the crown prince. He is now up in line to inherit the kvod of Avima.
The father gets married, it's a new woman, walks into the house, so it's your father's wife, you're Muhammad. He didn't have a relationship with her before. You have a relationship with your brother, 80 years, all of a sudden the next day, I got to bow down to her, that's not, you know, it's asking impossible.
I think that the Gera dynasty is a Raif Aket from the Ritvayim. Tbizahed Nishkeven the Rebbe, all of a sudden he'll give the Rebbe. Then he was left to Tbizahed Nishkeven the Rebbe. Now he's the other Rebbe. Is a Raya you could have COVID starting even at, when he's 60, you can have COVID.
So they do it.
You know the famous Briskerov. Briskerov said about a certain person, it was a Shiloh, who's going to take over the dynasty, and the Briskerov, and Nebuchadnezzar, the person lost. And Briskerov says, that never, a Kemat got Ruch HaKadosh. Kemat. He was almost voted in. But no. All right, fine. But if he would have already enough, he would have Ruch HaKadosh. You can have such a thing. You can have that. Okay, fine. But that's his problem. The third chat is, in the Chidah, runs with this, but Arich is Gadol. And the third shot is a bit frightening, and that is every single older sibling, not just the Bukhar, not just the oldest boy. You have 10 children in the family, Nebuchadnezzar, the poor kid at the bottom, the Mohammed, everyone above him, every single person, girls and boys. And he's coming from an Arizal. Loit the Arizal's pshat. Arizal has it in a few places, but loit the Arizal's pshat. He gives two taimim in the Indian of Chicha Gadol. Loit his two pshatim, which I'm not going to go into right now, but loit his two pshatim, it comes out that it goes on all your older siblings, Sai boys, Sai girls. Midaraisa. Yeah, Midaraisa. That's not the result svara. That's not the result svara, but whatever. Now, they bring a raya from the Darki Moshe as well.
Yeah, I was such a chief. 60 years I didn't have to be Mechavad him, and now I have to be Mechavad him. That's not a problem, that the father, still the father's alive, he's king. The father dies now. Hey, no Mechavad, finish. That is that.
Fine. They want to be medayik from the Darki Moshe. Darki Moshe in Sifka and Zayim, when he argues with the Chuvis Binyamin Zaev, which we're going to see in Yetashem in the next Sif, Chav Gimel, that's talking about the younger brother. Even over here, even this Ramah already touches on it, right? Because the Ramah says that even if the younger one, right? This Ramah says, even if the younger one is a bigger Tamil Chok, he's Mechiv to be Mechabit, is his older brother. Now, in this case, he's coming, arguing with the Binyamin Zev, and over there, it's Mavuah the Chuz Binyam Zev that the older brother still wasn't the oldest. So it's Mavuah, they want to bring a raya that you see that you have to milchabit your older brother even if he's not a Bechor. There's a Yalkut Me'am Lois in Bereshis Tes Chofhei, the Pachad Yitzchak is Medaiket in the Lavush, because when the Lavush quotes over this halach, he adds one important word. Chayv l'chabit achiv hagadol mimenu. He has that one word, mimenu. Vice tois, not to be the Ach of HaGadol of the valley, just older than you. And that's the Loshon of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Kufim Gimel Sivchaf as well. And Mamele, because it says Mamele Tzua, then your older sisters. And Isaiah Paskin, and here's what's frightening, is from the Chidah and on, basically everyone dropped everything and just followed. If I can use the word nicely, blindly, the Chidah. Just follow the Chidah. Chidah is Mahiri Chapid Arizal, Memela, everyone, Kemat, everyone thereafter, just followed the Chidah. The Chuvis Marit Vayal, and the Chuvis Chuva Meyava, the end of Simon Shinael Ayin, and the Chesed Lalof, and the Chuvis Chikrei Leiv, and in Orichayim Kuflamid Vav, it's in, printed in Yerdei Chela Gimozayin, and in the Benish Chai, in Shavtan Choftes, and Shana Beis, and the Tari Tamima, one after the other, just go blindly, let's say, and they just follow a pikabala. It's everything, every sibling, every older sibling. And the Marit Vayal has a nice chav. He says, but you should know, if your oldest brother, number one, listen to number 10, and your oldest brother wants you to go with him and play baseball with him, and the number two wants you to go to a park with him, what do you do? He said, there you should mechabit the oldest. Why? Because Ata v'achika chayavim v'achika hagadol. Because that number two is also chayavim number one. So everyone goes to number one, and then after we listen to number two, and if then number three. I mean, that's how it goes down the line. Sorry?
Why the younger brother? Why the younger brother?
Oh, does your wife have a chit mechabit? Your older brother, who said she has a chit to mechabit? Even your parents, in-laws. That's the kabbalah. That's maybe next time. Okay, now. Your oldest brother's wife. No, there's no riboy on Eishes Achicha. We don't have the S on the vav. Right. There's no din on that. Now, the problem is Rabbi Isai. My father, we're going to get to about. But the problem with this Rabbi Isai is, which I don't really want to go into, but if you go look up, you're welcome to look up the Kisvei Ari. And if you look in the Kisvei Ari, you see that his halacha only passes, his svaris only pass by kovod ach me'ima, not by achicha me'av. And the pella is that the Arizal, notwithstanding, I mean, Milo Nogodov and the Arizal, but the Mechaber already passed in Sai Av, Achmi Av, Sai Achmi Aim. We have a major problem here. Like, everyone just following it, and Lechur, the Arizal doesn't shtim with the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't shtim with the Teshuvas Arash, with the Pashas Sasugya. There's a problem going on here. It was bothering me. Finally, Baruch Hashem, I found.
Because of the behest by
Yimei? No, he's Api Kabbalah. His svar is Api Kabbalah don't work for Achicha Me'av, only for Ach Me'aim. And I saw that Marie Najar, that's the Baal Mudei Hashem, it's brought down in the Shirei Shirayim. I learned a new thing. It's called a Shirei Shirayim. The Birka Yosef, his first Madura was called Birka Yosef. His second Madura was Shirei Bracha. And he has a third Madura called Shirei Shirayim. In the back of Yerideya, he brings from the Miri Najah that says that you should know that Pi Tami Ari, it only passed Achiv Me'imoy. And the Tferes Yenison in Vayigash, that's from Yenison Ibishes, Yeres Dvash and Chelek Beis, the Rashid Beis, and the Truvis Eis and Ha'azrach in Vayechi, they start in Mem Gimel Medala, they start handling to answer up. When Rashi makes a cheshbon, who spoke in front of whom? Yitzchak HaZulun won't speak in front of the older brothers, and the Bnei HaShvakos won't speak because their sin wasn't Shlema against Yosef. Well, I didn't say, what's the thing? They won't speak in front of their older brother, Reuven and Shimon. There it is. That they were only Achiv Me'av, not Achiv Me'im, and like the Ari, it doesn't pass. There's no din covered by Achiv Me'av, only Achiv Me'im. So, now, that's very nice. It's good for a drasha. But the problem is, the Mechaber passes not like that. So now we have a major problem. And how could anyone follow the Ariza la'alocha if it's connected to Mechaber? So, Baruch Hashem, the Chido over there, was Doicha. The Marie Najah Svar, and he says no. He thinks that according to Api Tami Ari is Machadish Api Kabbalah that it passed even by Achiv Me'av. I'm not going into it, but I can tell you that Lechayra his Svara really doesn't work 100%. There are a number of issues on the Chidah Svara. For Hashem, I called up a Makubal this week just to make, because I don't know Kabbalah, just to find out. Like, just tell me Prat, look it up. Tell me Prat. I asked him, and he said he Taka doesn't know Prat. He said, I asked him, what do we do? He says a cloud gadol. If the Kabbalah says a halacha, you go with halacha. We have to figure out how Kabbalah shims. With the vav, you go with halacha. That's what he told me. Fine.
Let me ask you. I saw this muster 40 years ago that they said, as they asked this, I think, to the Rav Shmuel, they said that, like that, when you have the Kabbalah associated with the halacha, he says that's what the post come on, but the Mukubalim hold, you go after the Kabbalah. That true? Have you heard of something? Yeah,
maybe he can't. I'm not a Mukubah. I know, but I spoke to Mukubah and he told me to follow halacha. Now, since then, Baruch Hashem, I found, it was yesterday, Thursday, Mamish Eibish Chesed, Min Hashemayim, there's a sefer called Ohel Yehuda from Marie Najar also, and over there in Kuf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, in his sefer, he knew, he got the Chidah's teretz, how the Chidah was doing his svara, and he asked on the Chidah that it should come out from you a blitz chiddush, that in certain situations, based on your cheshbin, an older child should handle it to be mechaber a younger child. If a person marries two wives, and the second wife has a baby first, it should come out, and the first wife has a baby second, it should come out that the first wife's baby, even though it's younger, should have the chiv covered because he's coming from the first wife, and this older boy should be mechaber the younger boy, not fakert. And he says, I mean, this is like a bit extreme. And he sent the letter to the chidah, and the chidah wrote him back, you're right. Yes, that's the case. That the older brother should be mechaber the younger brother. All right. Now, Baruch Hashem also found an Erech Shai who made this cheshbon that loit the tamei ari, it's only me'ach me'aim. And he, what he does is, he says, chulila v'chas, not to be go against the mechaba vadi, kabbalah notwithstanding, you have to keep the halacha, at least you have to keep ach me'av as well. And he quotes a marshal, a dvarim rab in Vavtez, a beautiful dvarim rabba. It's not the pashas of the dvarim rabba, but it's good for a drasha. Toshe be'chicha tedabe be'beni mecha titein doifi. Zog to medrash, im hergalta l'shein chaladabe be'chicha you should know, you're going to end up b'veni mecha titein doifi. That's the pasuk. Start with ben achicha me'avicha, and you go to achicha me'emecha. Like, who cares? That's pshat. Because me'eka din apikabal, it's only achicha me'emecha. But the reason why you shouldn't go achicha me'avicha as well, you have to be mechabed, because if not, it's like a gzeira, because you're going to come up to now be mevaza and not give cover to achicha me'emecha. So kilu, really, it's achicha me'emecha, but it's like a... And gzeiros ha'toyra, it's a midaraisa. Gzeiros ha'toyra, achicha mevicha, ato achicha meyemecha. Gevaldik, and in Memela now it's very geshmak to trace Yenison in that type of Torah, because by the brothers, how did the Brishotan do that? Because maybe that was before Matan Torah, so they didn't have the gzeiros ha'toyra. They only went with the Taimi Hari, and the Taimi Hari is only achicha meyemecha, not achicha mevicha. Okay. But the truth be told, Rabbi, there's another problem. Another problem is that if you really look into the Taimi Hari, even not all achicha me'emecha has the din. And not only that, according to some mekubalim, it's only if it's achicha me'emecha and me'avicha. It has to be your full brother. A half a brother is not going to be. And that's certainly not the halacha. At the end of the day, Rabbi, so we have a major problem on our hands, is that I don't know, at least, maybe others do, but I haven't seen, I don't know how to shtim the Kabbalah with halacha. And unfortunately, there's not many that I found who was ma'ir this problem, that we have a real problem on the hands. And if the whole din of the chidah was coming from the Arizal, it's very hard to take the Arizal and run if you know that it's not shtimming with the halacha. All right. Another problem is, another problem is that it's not the pashas of the Gemara. The Gemara says, L'rabbis achicha hagodah. If it was true, it should have said, L'rabbis achicha hagadalim. It's not achicha hagodah. I know why it said, Eishas aviko and Bali mech, or Kavadis aviko and Bezimech. Because pashas is one. There's one father, and there's one mother, and there's one Bali mech, and very often there's only one Eishas aviko. But by achicha hagadol, it should have said achicha hagdolim. It doesn't say that. It says achicha hagadol, which implies it's only one achicha. It's a hagadol, a bechor, or the oldest, and it's not all your siblings, all your brothers and sisters. And therefore, it would be appear to me, lani is daiti, whatever that's worth, not too much, but it appeared to me that me'ikar adin, we go with the niglo, and therefore it's dafka, your oldest brother. But avada api tamayari, api kabbalah, you should be try an Indian, chumrah, machmir, however you want to say, api said, you should do all your older siblings, side boys, side girls, side brothers, side sisters. Baruch Hashem, I found the Rebbe of Nissen Zazan Gesundenstag. He says very similar. He paskins. He also brings it down. He says, you should know the halacha we follow the mechaba. And that's Pashtis, Achicha Godel is one, your oldest brother. Oh, that one? I don't remember how he said it. I don't remember. Pashtis should be Bakar. I don't remember how he says it. But he says, but still, Al Midas Derech Eretz, you should be mechabed all your older siblings. That was his, like, pshara. All right. What would be if I have twin boys in my family? They're born 6 minutes apart. So, does the younger twin have to be mechabed his older twin? There's a Yalkut Me'am Layez over there in Shmoyz Chav Yud Beis, Eis Mem Dalet. Let's say by Bechor or the PRE, whatever. Oh, very good. He brings that Raya. You see in the Ramban, you see by Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov's Mechaber Esav, they're twins. And Yaakov's to Mechaber Esav. It's a Raya that you're supposed to be Mechaber your oldest brother or your older brother, even if he's only a few minutes older than you. All right. Like the Tami Ari, it's not poshut at all that there's such a halakha. But okay, but we're going with Nigla. Fine. What type of covid do you have to be mechabed your older brother? The Rambam's and Tur's lashon is, I kid you not, the Rambam Perek Vav, Halakha Tezvav, look it up, do not trust me, says, Chai b'kvoid ochav ha-godol k'kvoid aviv. It's mashma, it's all the way, just like your father. Kavod. Kavod. I mean, we discussed last week. Right. But in Kavod, it's just like Kvod Ovid. Vice dies in all the dinim of Reish Mem that has Shaychis to Kavod, you mechuyev to do to your older brother or oldest brother. Just like the Achreinim say, Linyin, Balimah, Ineshiz Aviv last week, that's all Minei Kavod, because Dava Halamed Min Yonei Areyu Kumayu, so too you can save the same Sora by Ochav HaGadol, Dava Halamed Min Yonei Areyu Kumayu, it's all Dinei Kavod to your oldest brother. Yeah, if a father could, certainly a brother could. Okay. Now the Chidah,
if you hold it, it starts the father. You have to ask the father.
That the father's mechila, good. So then the father can be mechila. So can be mechila. The chida in Shirei Brachos of Katan Yud Beis, he names on that no, you do not have a chiv covered to your oldest brother, older brother, for him, as any older sibling, in all covered like your father. And certainly not Shalei Bavanev. Shalei Bavanev, you're off the hook, and even Bavanev, it's not all Dine covered like your father. In the Kika La'odin, he has a sefer, Kika La'odin, and Lakutim and Shruz, Chav Chesam and Beis. Over there, he brings a raya to this, and he says, he has two rayas. I'm going to discuss one right now, maybe one later. One raya is from Avimi. Avimi has told his other brother, his older brother, Eifa, he told him, Ishtabasht. You blew it, you made a mistake. Now, you wouldn't say that to your father, right? We have Allah, Lamashal, and before, and Sifir Aleph, if your father makes a tais, and Ayoim Shmu Betais, Layim Loy, Latisni Achi, you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to, speak nicely, be careful how you talk to your parent. Now, if there would be a din covered, with all the gusto covered like your father, how can Avimi tell his older brother, Eifa Ishtabasht? So now, I'm going to get to it. About, yes. So now there are a few problems with this raya. One problem is, I don't know, but who said Eifa was a Bechor? Maybe it was just his older brother. So the Chidah L'Shitah say that he holds on all older siblings. So another problem is, who said that their parents, Rechava, and their mother were alive? Maybe they were already Niftah. And then mainly you go like the Ramban, and Lacha Misa of the parent, there's no Mechiv Kavod to your older brother. Teretz is a chidah vital l'shita, as he holds that there's a chiv covered to an older sibling even after the parents are nifta, based upon the Tamei Ari. Tamei Ari has nothing to do with the parents. So male is a chiv covered. So he's going all l'shitase, and by l'shitase, where you think that going like the Ari is a chumra, comes out now a massive kula that he just chopped off the din kavod a chicha gadol in half or in thirds. I don't know. L'shlitch l'mex l'ri. I don't know what he did. But he says not all din kavod, not like the pashas of the Rambam and the Tur. And then finally is what the Olam's being Moira. Mehecha teisei that's alts kavod. L'chir that's alts Moira. The reason why you don't tell a parent l'tisni hachi is alts Moira. Because kavod we find is all dinim of kumvasei. Something that mechabed the kumvasei is kavod. So to speak nicely to a parent, that's kavod. To feed a parent, that's kavod. But let's say we're talking about, not about speaking extra nice. We're talking about stam, that to someone else I could tell them you blew it. But to a parent, don't say that. That's not out kavod, that's out smaira. Meira is always the sheval tazis. Don't be seisa dvarv, don't be machri dvarv, don't be aimid bim koimai. That's meira. To not to say something that's not nice, l'chaira, that's meira. So that's me din meira. Now, if there's no din meira to your older brother, and he taka made a mistake in halacha, so yes, you will be allowed to say ishtabasht. This shouldn't be a problem. So b'chalal, I'm not sure I understand this right altogether. The Minchas Chinuch, if you remember Rabbi said last week in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, had a different problem. That if you're going to say that a chicha gadol is just like your parents, which is the pashtus, but if you're going to say that, he never saw anyone who's makmin not to call his older brother by his first name. And by a parent, you don't call him by a first name. And Mameli said, Al Koch, you have to say that Chazal knew how vait to take kavod, and for a parent they took it as a vait, and for the older brother they didn't take it as a vait. Now again, like we said last week, Vegishmak, and we had the Achrenim, we already said it, is that not to say, call your parent by your first name, is not kavod is Meira, and is no din Meira by older brother. So there goes that raya as well. So now we have both rayas that they're trying to minichadish lechayra are not rayas. The Bechuvis Betzel Achachman Chelek Gimot Zadei Hei Aleph names it on for Pashtis himself. Pshit is you can't be chayv in a kavod to your older brother like you are to a parent. And my meilu chazal knew it's only in yoni kavod that's passes for a parent you have by a parent, and those that pass for older brother you have by an older brother, but not all of them. And ma'isim b'choyim shegam ha'chereidim l'dva Hashem ein medaktekim b'harbi mem l'gabi ochiv ha'godom. All right, now it would be nice, Rabbi Yisai, if I'd be able to tell you which yeah and which not. They're all telling us we know not everything. Let's pick and choose. Flip a coin. Ma'amafet. Which one's yeah, which one's not? I mean, halacha l'maisa, they should at the very least tell us what to do. No, they're saying it's not all. And now I'm going through the zimin. Do I do this sif? Malbisha, manila. What is going on? It's very, very schwer to say what they're doing. And like I said, the Rambam and the Tur are mashma that it's in gantz and kekvoid aviv. You're supposed to know that it's not all, only those that pass by your older brother, not those that don't pass. I don't know. I'm very troubled by this. So the raiz are shvacher raiz. We have problems now. We have real problems now what to do here.
Are there other rishonim that argue with
that? Not that I know of. I don't know. They get out of Ram. Maybe they'll say ki kvoid aviv, but not really kvoid aviv. It's only a ki. Chafadim, not Mamish and Gansin. I don't know what they'll do. I really don't know what they'll do. I'm just telling you that the Rambam and Tur is mashma not like them. The Raya is a shvak. The Stima is a makab, like you said, is also Pasha's mashma not like them. To say like them, you'll even go with a question. So what, yeah, what not? Yeah, just as chai. No, but I'm saying the Lash Rambam and Tur is kikvoid of it. So now, the problem is that the Charedim L'dva Hashem don't do it by their oldest. We don't find it. So first of all, the problem is a minimizing problem. That the oldest, by older siblings, then we have a real problem. Yes, we don't find the older sibling. The older has to be Dafka Bechor, a brother who's a Bechor. Not every family has a brother who's a Bechor. Half the families do not. And it's only for that one person. We don't give the cover to that person also. So that, I'm not so troubled by that, because Mechila works. And just like we find a lot of things we don't do for parents either. We don't get up for the parents every time we see them. And there are a lot of things. When the parent comes to your house, you don't move over and give him the head of the table. There are a lot of things that we don't do for parents, and there's sort of an understanding that there's a built-in mechila. So then maybe there's a built-in mechila, and that's not me. There are chazuk, and many achrenim say that. So maybe you have the built-in mechila for your older brother as well, or your oldest brother as well. There are a lot of things he doesn't father. You want to know if he will father you to do covet for him to stand up? Yeah, so that's gratis standing up, by the way, is one of the things that you have to say is included, because that the achrenim do bring that. These have to stand up for your older brother. So, even like that, even if you say pick and choose, some yes, some not, kima is yebachlav. So now, I ask you, do you stand up for your oldest brother? The Torah says you don't. So then why not? And that, to say like them that some yes, some not, doesn't help, because the old, standing up, for sure you have to. So Elam, I have to say that you're relying on mechila. Okay, so then you're relying on mechila. Rely on mechila. But he doesn't father you to
know that you have to.
I am. Fine. Okay. Let's move on, Rabbi Yisai. What happens if Chulila Vakas, the older brother, is Nifta? Do you still have a Chiv covered Lachem Moisei? So the Minchas Chinuch Nemzon and Lamed Gimel, yes. Just like for a parent, you have a Chiv Lachem Moisei, so too for a brother. I, H, is Av, Ubali Mainat. So that he said is Chilik, that H is Av, Bali Mainat, if to then if to that no longer H is Av, Bali Mainat. But a brother is an if to is always going to be your brother. So mainly you have a Chiv Lachem Moisei. Donate the next building that you're donating, the next shul you're donating, that will be named after your brother.
You don't
say Arena Kabar Shabbat. No, you don't say Arena Kabar Shabbat for your brother. No. It's not, I don't know, different levels, but yeah. And the marshal avail is for a parent is Yud Beis Chedesh. Avail is for a brother is only Shleishim Yoy. So you see that, and when you know that didn't avail is Yud Beis Chedesh is out covered. So you see, that's not mamish like that. So you have to know how it works. The truth is, Betzela Chokman, Chaylik Aleph, Lamedei, is Moire, that Lechoya, he has a right faket. If you learn like the Sfar of the Shifus Yankov and Hukus Katanis, that he's Yoyish, the Kvaydu Gdula Sa'av, he's the crown prince, well, once he's Nifta, he's crown prince. He's not being Yerush Gedula v'kvayit Aviv. So Memela shouldn't pass a din covered like a misa. Not only that, he says the Ikri Hadat said he's a more. He said when the oldest brother is Nifta, then now there's a Chiv covered, now moved over to the second brother. Because now he's now the oldest living brother. It's Dacharaya that your oldest brother no longer has that status, because he would still have a second, the next brother won. It's Dacharai that there's no din covered la'achem misa. As I said, the Telakok.
Once the guy reaches that status, that status stays with him. I, somebody else can have it.
So two people reach that status? The Ger Rebbe is still a Ger
Rebbe.
The Alter Rebbe is still there. Yeah, but they call him the Alter Rebbe. He's not the... He doesn't have the title of Rebbe. He's showing the Alter Rebbe. The free ticket Rebbe. All right.
Huh? He gets the name of the
Savior. Rebbe Savior. Right. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Leiv... Leiv Simcha. Yeah. Good. All right. Yeah. My shrug is a Ger Rebbe. That's fine. Fine. There is a major machlokes achronim in Sif Tes. We touched on it then. Major machlokes. They didn't keep it av ve'em lachamisa. Chay bel chavde bechayv of the moisai. Is the moisai is that the rice only the rabbanon? Many achronim hold it's only the rabbanon. So if you hold it's only the rabbanon, then it's very talking that they never win the second that the rabbanon for achicha. For av ve'em hukach kledim lekleda mokim gevaldik. They brought you into this world gevaldik. So that they made a din de rabban and a covered like a misa, but for a brother, look how that should pass. And then Rabbi say, look at a different perspective. If you hold like the Ramban's tzidud that the whole din of kveir achika gadol is machmas the kveir avis. So then, if the oldest brother is nifta, but any parent is still alive, you should have a chiv to mechayev the older brother zikha midiraisa even without the chetlak misa, because still mechayev. The whole din is chayev kveir avis, and the avis are still alive. So that you still have a chiv covered to give to your older brother, because you're not giving to your older brother beside. It's to give to your parent. Your parent enjoys when you mechayev his children. So mimeli have a chiv to be mechayev the older brother, even if he was already nifta. All right. There's a tshuva chayim biyad the Rav Falaji in Siman Tzadizai. And look over there, you'll see the. All right. The shiri bracha, like we said before, holds that it's the older brother's covered is less than to a baron. And Memeli says shalei b'fonav, you don't have a chiv at all. Memeila. So Memeila, if he's nifter l'chayin ein l'chay shalei b'fonav gadol mizeh, then you think it's not mukhar, because maybe you talk about those covered that he's talking about, how to talk nicely, whatever his cheshbonos are. But l'gabi kaddish l'mashal that passes l'achamisa, maybe that will pass l'achamisa even though chidah would be maida. All right, what would be Rabbi said? Just a few more gishmak shailis. Someone a chap chsef chav gimel tonight. All right, let's see if we can pull this off. What happens if you have your older brother? I have such a case. My older brother and my stepfather, my mother's husband. Who do I mechabit first? Bayontif, they're both by me. Who am I mechabit first? Who would I give the coffee first to?
Even if it was a gemati, your mother wants to mechabit her husband before her son.
So, say better. Say, hey, yes, my older brother was also mechuyev in my mother's husband, right, in Balimoy. So, Ata, the achicha is chayovim bechvoid bal. Imcha. Oh, there you go. Okay, so the Yafa Lalev and the Mincha Yafa Lalev Chay Legimel Sivkan Lamitayz and Mincha Chadash Lamagimel Hay says this Cheshbin that at Vechicha Hagodos Mechiyavim Bechleid Balimecha. Question is, what happens if it's your half brother from, let's say, your father's side, and the male of your stepfather from your mother is has no shaykhis to your brother? Now, what do you do? So, this is a shaylah, the chut shel chesed, and Yisrael ayin beiz amid beiz, and minchas kadosh have the suffix, and they bleib shver, tarachin, and that tzedad the suffix is like this. Mitzad echod, I was mentioned before, the Rambam holds that a chicha gadol is only midibri seifrin, because it's learned out from a vav. It's the raisa, but it's called dibri seifrin because it's learned out from a drasha. Now, shengen, H is Ava Balimoy, that's a festa deraisa, because that's S. That's more mufurish, that's. So mitzadechod, Balimoy, the H is Av, is more chomer than a chicha gadol, because they're a festa deraisa. That's how the Achronim say it. They're a festa deraisa. Manshein kein, a chicha gadol is only midivri seifrim. Leida gisa, could be enough kamina faket, they say. There's a chayma chicha gadol over balim eshazav. Because we find that balim eshazav, there's no chiv covered la'achem misa sa'avis. The parents sniffed that we said last week, the machab, there's no din covered to eshazav and balim. Mashenkein, like a chicha gadol, according to the Rambam, not the Rambam, but according to the Rambam, the Medak and the Rambam, that if the parents nifta, you still have a chiv kavod to a chiv agalta. So you see, the chiv kavod to a chiv agalta is more chama than the chiv kavod to a eshes avabalim. Memele the masupik, which one you go? All right, another shaila. My neighbor has this shaila. There's what we call in English a his and a hers and a ours. So both of them had families previously, and then they, in the second marriage, they married, and then they have another set of children, Baruch Hashem, happily married. So these younger children, the hours, Shaila in front of them, who are they mechaber? They mechaber their brother from their father, or their brother from their mother? Which one should they do first? Their brother from their father, they have two sets of half-brothers. Two bukhars, yes. Two bukhars, do they do their half-brother from their father, or the half-brother from their mother first? Which one first? Maybe you can't do both. What do you do?
No, you have to clean
them both. Oh, maybe such name Shodan. Okay, so the Chumash She'elis Yankov and then the Simon Pei Beis, he says, if you have brother from your mother, since your mother is married to your father and she's mukhiv in the covet of your father, so even though we're not talking about your mother versus your father, which we had a sort of atavim kochayim mukhvedavika, but since your brothers come from your mother and your brothers come from your father, so you want to apply a similar principle that you should be mechabed your half brother from your father before your half brother from your mother, because your father is more chashuv, so to speak, in the tier of covet than your mother is. So memele, your half brother from your father is more chashuv than your half brother from your mother. And it comes to us that if Chulila they would be divorced, then Hakol Shavim, we should name Shavim. In Svara, I could only hear what he's saying if you go like the Ramban, that the whole din of covet of Achicha is midin your father and mother. It's all chayzah kveid of it. So then you can start making a cheshbon is that your mother is meshubat to your father, so your half brother from your mother is meshubat to your half brother from your father type of a svara, maybe. But if you learn like the Rambam, that's a new covet called Achicha Agalta, vasatas with your father, with your mother, has no sheiches at all, and it's a davar pasha by me that avada bishneim shavim. And even like the Ramban, I think it's a major stretch. Ramban is only thinking it's chayzah kveid of it, but not that it's now because your mother is meshubat to your father. I hold it's a bit of stretch, and Baruch Hashem, I found the Chuvis Marit Vayel in Tzimin Nun Tez, who says that it's Shneim Shavim. Baruch Hashem, I just found it. Sorry? Right. Now, if you make a Cheshmer, Rabbi, you say, Leitarizal should come out. Mother should be first. Because the whole Din Father is the whole question, well, maybe I'll plug the rice, I'm not sure where it's coming from, but Chayot should be mother first. Okay. Alaka, Pasha Shneim Shavim.
The stepbrothers
have No, I have no shakas with them. That's Claude, I have no shakas. Now, the Sefer HaYira, Rabbeinu Yoinen, Ois Reish Gimel, he says the following. I quote you his lashon because otherwise I can't really quote it. Kabed Achicha Gadol, Va'achei Avicha, your uncles from your father, your paternal uncles, Va'achei Imcha, and your maternal uncles, Ve'ish Imcha, that's Baal Imcha, Ve'ish is Avicha, Ki Kulam Darshu Chakamim Zal, Min HaMikra, De Kabed Es Avicha, Ve'simecha. That even your uncles, you mechiv to be mechabit. And Rabbi Zai, this is brought down in the Chuvis Rajbash and Shinir Aleph, in the Charedim in a number of places, in Kama, the Kama Achreinim. The Pella is, where is this Chazal?
It means all your
Sorry? Not every, first of all, that I have to be the Bukhar, and he says, Achei. Unless you're going like the Chida. Right. Second of all is not just because my father mechuyv and covered doesn't make me automatically mosh. My grandparents, my father's mechuyv and his parents, but me to my grandparents will learn Mir Tashem and Sifkh of Dal. It's not like that. It's a lower set of covered. Bechlam maybe no didn't covered. We don't have that like that. So where is he coming from? Basic Nish, Badash Tate and Rabbeinu Yain is brought down La Alok and Kama Vekama Krenim. Now, the Chuvus Rajvash is Mavu that it's the Svar is Midin Kveit Aveim. Just like Baal Imcha, Veshes Avikas, Chayver, Kveit Avis, your uncles is also a way of giving cover to your parent by being Machab with their siblings. It's all mitzad. Your parent, your parent could be Michael, your parents are Russia. Now, all the dinner that we have in Negev to Baal Imcha and Veshes Avikas that we discussed last week. All right. I'm a male if the parents are already nifta, you don't have to be mechabed your uncles anymore. The Chutshani, the Rebbe, Reb Nissen, says that the Divrei Sefer Yira is only memidas derech eretz v'lo yal pi din. All right. Another thing is Yes, he does. He says, Kulam dorshu chachamazal min hamikra, dekavi zedekai zemekah. I don't know. It's also Mavun the Chuvas Rashbash that this applies not only to uncles but to aunts as well. And the Chared, when he, in one of the places when he quotes over the Sefer Yira, he even quotes it out like that. Achis, instead of Achim, Achit. You're Chayiv in the aunts as well. All right. One more halacha, Rabbi, I want to still have a couple lines, Chav Gimel.
I'm clearly not saying that, right? The Rambam's clearly not saying that.
The Rambam, no one else mentioned it except for the Sefer Yira. No one mentioned Faket. No one mentioned it.
So Lamaisa.
Lamaisa is, it's a good idea to do. All right. Now, the Machab, the Rambam says, Akotunus tamachachim v'godol b'tari yesim and agodol stuz mokhiv and kibir av. The Daki Moshe says, a Sforo, he compares it just like you have a Ben, who's a tamachachim, is mokhiv in kveid aviv. Right, we had before, but you mechuyev in kveirav with Truvis Maram, right? That cheshbin. So to hear for your older brother as well, even though you're the Talmud Chacham, you're still mechuyev in your kveirachich hagadol, since you're not his rabbi. Over there it says that lekuliyam is meida if the son is not the rebbe of the father, even though he's a Talmud Chacham, he's mechuyev in the kveir of the father. What would be if the younger brother would be the Rebbe? That's a Tesis Yontif and Ovis Paragdala Mission Yabeth. It seems that he's Mesupik in it, whether they'll be Shkulim or still, or the older one would have to be Mechabed, the younger one, because he's his Rebbe. All right. Larabaisa, I know it's late. I still would like to Schaperein, if we could, Sif Chav Gimel. So hold on. Hold your seats. It's a very short Sif. We're going to try to Chaper. The older brother is Machari from Avaza, his younger brother, he's Bishonim, he's younger than him in years. So what did the younger brother do? No problem. Vinida hakotam lagodol. He put the older brother into chayim. He's menadim. Meaning mecharef me. I have no right to be mevazah my Torah. And immediately he put him into chayim. Zogt the mechaber yofa asa. He did good. Shenidu. He did beautiful for being put him into chayim. The kibin sheni neisi panim la Torah. Since the older brother is being mevazah Torah, he's ain oisa maisa amcho ve'ain chayiv lechabdo. He not mechuyim to be mechaberim. In Sivkan Zayin, we find our law in Reish Memal of Sivdala that if a father is an Avarian, you're not allowed to be Makalalim. If you're Shlik Bezin, you can't, and he's Chayv Nidui. Rachman al Aslan, you can't be the Shlik Bezin to give him Nidui. You're not allowed to be Menadim. So, if you see that by a father, so too over here should be the same thing. Who cares? The older brother is chayiv nidui. He's a Rosh and he's chayiv nidui. You should still be also to give him nidui, just like it says in Reish Mem Aleph Sif Dalet.
Maybe it comes only because the father, it's a difference. If he comes from his own wanting as achir, I understand, but if he's only achir.
So maybe the same thing. You're not supposed to.
No, with father, I'm not allowed.
All right, the Yamshe Shleimi asked the same kasha in Kedushin Perakam at the end of Siman Samaches, and he explains the kasha a bit better, but that's certainly the kavana of the Daki Moshe, that Nidui is order. And over there it says you're not allowed to curse your father. So Mamela, how could you be menad to your father, or your brother, sorry, how can you be menad to your brother if you're not allowed to be menad to your father when he deserves it? So why are you allowed to be menad to your brother when he deserves it? And it's territory is like that. I'm going to quote over his words. His words are, Heyoyth, that Hanech Ribuye of Achicha Godol is Eitzel Kibud Ksiv, so Mimela is no din. In the Enochanami, there are new dinim that you can't curse your father or mimenada your father. That's said in Reish Mamal, even though he's a Rasha. But Kavod, b'nageta Kavod, the Ramah says in Sifyiches, that if he's a Rasha, you're not chayiv l'chabli. So since you're not chayiv in a Kavod of a Rasha, now hold Cheshvan, and since the whole din of Achicha Gadol was learned out in the Pasha of Kavod, and that Pasha wasn't gezug by a Rasha, so then all the dinim by Achicha Gadol doesn't pass by a Rasha. Even though Lamasha, the other dinim of order to a father and giving makis does pass to a father with a Rosh, and now let him give him makis, and now let him be him. And maybe who then the chay should have been by your brother? No. Because since the whole din of brother was learned in the Pasha of Kibbut, and in Kibbut state that there's no din by Rasha, so Mamela, there's no din by a brother when he's a Rasha, even though the other din would be by a brother, but now when he's a Rasha, because it's all turned out in the Pasha of Kibbut. It's a bit of Shver Teretz. The base Meya. Oh, 1 second. That's not partial what the Yom Shur means. That's not what he's saying. I mean, we're going to get to. Maybe we'll get to there. But Kipshuta is nothing like.
Why is the father different?
The father, it was in Israel, but a lot of things. Kovid and Moira and Kalala and Hakka.
Oh,
so for Hakka and Kalala and other things is even when he's a Rasha. And maybe the din of Achicha, you should be mechabed your brother, also in Allah to hit your brother, now let me kalul your brother, all that too. But if your brother's a Rasha, and since his din was learned out in the Pasha Kippur, and Kippur wasn't gazak by a Rasha, so Mamela, the whole din of brother was never gazak by a Rasha for all his dinam. The Beis Meir says, Dvarav Dechukim. So the Beis Meir says a different tarot. So the Beis Meir says that the din in Allah be menada, your father was a Rasha, is mitzad moira, not mitzad kovet. It's only mitzad moira. And the din of Achicha Agoda was not mitzad Rabba for Moira, only for COVID. Memel is very geschmack. That's what the Beis Meir says. Yes, and it's going to be problematic when I get to it. The Reperla, the grip, and the end of Asay Tess is Moira. Well, you're telling me that the whole din nidui to a father is only out Moira, not COVID? How you talking? You have to be nice to your father. That's COVID. And to curse your father is not an infraction of COVID. You didn't breach COVID. Nah, nah. You only breached Moira for that? He can't be slave of the Beis Meir. So first of all, yes, it's only Atzmer, not Atzkovit. Because Kovit, again, it's Kumvasei, and being Manade when he deserves it, not to do it, is only Atzmer, not Atzadin Kovit. And Memela, there's no Din Meira by a brother. It's a very good question. But I think even more, even if there would be Atzadin Kovit, Kovit with Ogarek, we know that there's no problem with Kovit, because he's a Rasha. So Kovit we threw out already. So if you curse Dr. Amor, Yeshayim, if he's a Rasha, there's no Din Kovit. So I can not meet Atzkovit also. But Kovit, I'm not worried about. Kovit I threw out. The only thing I worry about is Moira, because Moira I didn't throw out even though he's a Rasha. And that's the whole thing of Rishma Malk can only be out Moira, because Kovit we threw out. So Memela, Zokta Beis Meir is Egeshmak, but for Moira was never Nisraba Chicha Gazel. So Memela, Alta Chicha Gazel. I'm not worried about Moira, I'm only worried about Kovit. And Kovit I don't care about because he's a Rasha. So Alta is Gevaldik. So now I could be Menada, the person could be Menada, his older brother. Well, that would have been Geshmak. The Yam Shalem wasn't saying that. The Yam Shalem was saying, I want to say that. That's not how, let me say, that's not how the Beis Meir understood Yam Shalem. Beis Meir understood Yam Shalem that if the Rebbe was put into this Parsha, it can't be better than the whole Parsha. And if the whole Parsha was covered, that's where the Rebbe is Gazak, so Mameilo, Heyois, doesn't pass covered by a Rasha of a father, so everything by a brother doesn't pass by a Rasha. Right, we'll have maybe the we'll have a din Moir and din Klala din Akar. Kozman is not a Rasha, but if he's a Rasha, he won't have that din. That's how the Beis Meir understood it. Now the problem is that according to many Achrainim, we already discussed in Sif Yitkas, there's no din Moir by Rasha as well. And if you learn that the whole din of being Meshiv, Taisa says it's not out covered, it's the bizoin of the father. And if it's a bizoin, like the Ksam Zayv and Masham, many who learn it's out Moir, and the Gemara says, well, the father's Rasha, you don't have to give it back. So it's Mavur Lahedya that even Moir is Mufka if he's a Rasha. So that won't work here too. So what I believe Shat is I believe that's what the Amjari really meant as well, is that again there's Kovit, Moir, Hakar and Klala. Kovit and Moir is out by a Rasha, but Hakar and Klala is still in by a Rasha. And that din over there, and it's in Reish Memala by the simon of Hakon Klola, that's Al Takon Klola. That Pasha of Hakon Klola was Gazak, even if the father's a Rasha. For a brother was never Nisrabah, since it was said in the Pasha of Kibud, like the Amshur Shlaima, he was only Nisrabah for Kibud, not for Moira, and certainly not for Hakon Klola. And Hayyos, that whole Pasha only for Hakon Klola, and it was not by a brother. So Mamela, the whole din is not a problem. You're allowed to do it for a brother. It would be very Gishmak. The Mokum Shmuel has a different teretz. His teretz is that for Achem Misa, there's no din. He wants to say it's about where the father was already nifta. Parents were already nifta, so there's no din covered for an older brother after the parents, like the Ramban, Kol Chayza, Kveit Avis, and their parents are nifta, there's no din. And it's only Al Zadava Hagen, like we had by Hzav Abalimai, and you see that he plugs in this Dava Hagen even for an older brother. And for Dava Hagen is very nice, but not if he's a Rasha. So if he's a Rasha, we don't have that din. Oh, one second. Now, all these kashas, Rabbi Isai, are all asking a stira, ki'ilo, a stira between the Ramah and the Shita later on in Reish Mem Aleph. But be'etzem, the kasha could be vaita. The kasha should be on the mechaba alein. Mechaba in Sif Yud Ches paskins that even kovin and meira passes by with rasha. So on the mechaba, the kasha is so much greater. What in the world is going on? There's a din kovid on a father. There's a din meira on a father's a rasha. And what's going on over here? So again, you're going to have to say it's a shver, because if you want to say that that's again, the only way it really gets out is like this last heretic. You can have to say that over there it's out, not out covered, not out Meir, it's only out Hakah, and the brother wasn't Nisraba for Hakah or Klola. It's only out Klola, and it's not Nisraba for Klola. And that doesn't really work, because Pashas, it's certainly out Meir as well. So it's certainly an infraction of Meir hitting a father and cursing a father, certainly in the fraction of Meir's wife. You can't be Machriya Dvarv, you can't be Seisa Dvarv, you can't stand in this place, you can't curse him. And if it's Alts Meir, and then $1 million cash is, the Machaba holds that even by your Rosh, there's a Din Meir. And there's even, so again, you can have to say by an older brother, there's only Kovid and not by Meir. But for some reason, everyone was asking on the steer of the Ramo over there, but not the steer of the Machaba. The Chido himself goes with Ishtakot Torah that if an older brother's Kovid is not as Chomer as for a father, again, he holds it's not the same than Kovid. And this also is one of the exceptions that doesn't include it in the thing. And that's how he gets that. It's the second Raya that Kvoid Ochev Agadol is not as strong as Kvoid Avika. Again, it's a Shver Raya if you have the other Terutzim. All right. Maram Sheik has a teret that he says since he's a Rosh Leisidov, even the Mechab is Maida, they don't have a Din Kovid and Maida for if it on the Zaitika Kovid. Avadi have to be Malbisha, Maniloi, whatever. But in this Gufa where he's Mavaza you, then you're allowed to be Menadim because he's Chayv Nidi for that Bezoin. Alright, Rabbi, so we're going to have to stop here. Gutavach, Afelech, Chag, Kosher, V'Sameach.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.